This is Bowen Yang.
And Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers.
And Bowen Yang.
JBL wireless earbuds are for those who are the first to try something unique. The first wireless earbuds on the market with a touchscreen case, which allows you to control your audio without reaching for your phone. They also have a touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control. I love being able to touch my buds and control the volume. With a built-in wireless transmitter that lets you plug and play with any device you want, JBL wireless earbuds connect you to all your favorite music, movies, and games. JBL wireless earbuds. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Virginia Giuffre's book is out, and a lot of people are starting to get a little nervous. A lot of powerful folks. Not happy. Oh, yeah, then there's, you know, the Epstein files that, you know, we just got to seat that member of Congress, you know, let him do what the people elected them to do. Expose this shit show. It's a really interesting time to watch. And I want to let you know or ask you to do the following. Watch what's going on. Watch what people aren't saying. Watch their actions right now. Watch what the powerful are doing but not saying, because it's not like the powerful are going to be like, oh shit, that book dropped. Oh my God, I better do this. They're not going to verbally tell you this, but they know it's coming. And those actions, those pathetic ways that people who've done something really horrible and thought they would never get caught and now know they're going to get caught, they're going to act interestingly, to put it lightly. So watch what happens right now with certain individuals. Because before the next leak drops, before the next court unseals another name, the most powerful predators on Earth are already preparing. They become preppers in a weird, sick sort of way. They know what's coming. They might not know the exact day or the exact file, but they can feel the oxygen shifting in the room. Because when you've lived your life off the suffering of others, when you've used money, charm, and secrecy to keep people compliant, you develop a sixth sense for danger. You can smell exposure before it happens. And that's what's happening right now behind the closed doors of the people who orbit Jeffrey Epstein's world. It's a quiet panic, not loud enough for the headlines, not public enough for accountability, but unmistakable if you know what to look for. Every predator in power has a contingency plan. They always have. Some of them are legal, some are financial, and some are psychological, and some are kind of a little mix of everything. A fruit punch, if you will. In the months since Virginia Guffrey's posthumous memoir, Nobody's Girl, was announced, a book that, by the way, is managing to rattle people who thought they were untouchable, there's been a shift in tone. And now that the book has officially dropped, we've gone from denial to defense. Attorneys are back channeling journalists, are receiving reminder letters about defamation thresholds, and whole PR firms are being quietly retained, not for crisis management, but pre-crisis control. That's the difference between damage control and information warfare. One reacts, the other anticipates. When Amy Wallace, Giuffre's author, told the world she still has those taped interviews locked in a safe place, she didn't just rattle cages, she detonated a clock. Because that single sentence confirmed what every powerful man in Epstein's former orbit has feared for years. There's more. There are names, there are voices, and there are receipts. You can see the flinch in how they move. Some of them have suddenly become born-again philanthropists. Others have retired from public life under the guise of health or privacy. But behind the soft lighting and those foundation photo ops, something else is happening. Containment. When the powerful get scared, they don't confess, they coordinate. Containment happens in layers, legal, reputational, and institutional. The legal layer looks like this: non-disclosure agreements quietly reinforced, old settlements revisited, lawyers combing through archives to assess exposure risk. You don't need to have done something criminal to panic. You just need your name to have existed too close to Epstein's. The reputational layer is even more transparent. Public distancing, selective outrage, preemptive denials, the don't know, they barely met him, they never visited the island. The script writes itself, and yet it always sounds the same. The institutional layer is where it gets darker, because this is where government agencies and financial entities start protecting themselves by proxy. You will see delays in document processing, ongoing investigations that stretch years past relevance, and judges issuing protective orders to keep unsealed evidence redacted for privacy reasons. But privacy from whom? The dead victims or the living predators? Let's not pretend the evidence doesn't exist. Epstein was obsessive. He recorded everything. Bedrooms, bathrooms, massage tables, conversations. He built what Virginia Giuffre described as a library of leverage. And that library didn't vanish when he died in that cell in 2019. Parts of it are locked in DOJ custody. Other pieces are scattered. Files, drives, partial transcripts. And according to multiple journalists and insiders, certain individuals have copies. They do. So imagine for a moment what that means. If you're one of the powerful names who might be on those tapes, you're not just worried about the Department of Justice. You're worried about each order. Oh, and there are depositions. There's all sorts of shit. I've even seen some of it. It's not pretty. Because leverage doesn't just die with a blackmailer. It gets inherited. Those tapes aren't just evidence. They're insurance policies traded like currency among people who have everything to lose. And that's the part the public never sees. The mutual blackmail economy. It's not a conspiracy. It's a survival instinct among the elite. If I have your secret and you have mine, we're both protected. That'll work, right? And that's how predators protect predators. As I always say, I don't know anyone that protects predators other than predators. Every major name circling this story has a legal artillery on standby. These aren't the lawyers you hire for parking violations. They are the crisis management, the crisis containment specialists, the kind who understand that the real trial is public opinion. Their strategy isn't to win in court, it's to win the narrative war. Step one, muddy the water. Step two, threaten the journalist. Step three, rebrand the accused as misunderstood victims of cancel culture. You can see this pattern in play already. Lawsuits against media outlets that dare mention certain names, aggressive defamation, mitigation campaigns, and preemptive settlements that never see daylight. And the thing about power is, it's always loud when it wants to hide something. They'll issue denials in bulk, categorically false, baseless claims, no evidence, because repetition is a narcotic. If you repeat the denial enough times, some people will start believing it out of fatigue and even repeating it. People don't like to admit that the people that they thought were good are bad. We don't. As human beings, we don't like admitting we're wrong. But ask yourself, if that's what you're doing, you're standing up for someone that you just categorically deny the truth about, you categorically deny hundreds of allegations against, why? Were you there? Why do you have knowledge that says that this story isn't true, that these things did not happen at the hand of these people? Why are you defending them? I don't know anyone that protects predators other than predators. Until you get into like Stockholm syndrome and all that. And I think there's a good chunk of our country that's living that way. But everyone can take a step back. Everyone can go, you know what? Yeah, I was duped too. That's a psychology of corruption fatigue. And it's one of the most effective protection mechanisms there is. Let's talk about the government side, because the FBI's role here isn't just silence, it's structure. The Bureau holds evidence, tapes, depositions, unredacted flight logs. The DOJ holds sealed files, and for years, both have cited ongoing investigation as the reason nothing moves. That phrase, ongoing investigation, is the bureaucratic equivalent of a life sentence for the truth. It doesn't mean something's being worked on. It means something's being buried under process. You know who else loves ongoing investigations? Predators. Because as long as the system is still looking into it, the public is kept looking away from it. And inside those institutions are good people, agents, attorneys, analysts, who do want this information released. But they run into what former FBI insiders call institutional self-preservation. That's when the agency decides that protecting its own image matters more than exposing its failures. Some have described it as moral compartmentalization. The idea that people convince themselves they're following procedure when they're actually following orders that protect predators. And it's not always conspiracy. Sometimes it's just cowardice in a suit. When powerful people are bracing for exposure, you can see it in their behavior long before you see it in the headlines. And that's what I'm telling you to watch for right now. They overreact, they overshare, they perform morally, or they're suddenly silent. Suddenly, the guy who used to laugh off accountability is sponsoring panels about women in leadership. The mogul who dismissed trafficking allegations 5 years ago is now championing awareness initiatives. The same billionaires who partied with Epstein are donating to anti-trafficking NGOs with press releases timed to every new revelation in queue. Send it out. I couldn't possibly be involved with this. Look how great I am. Look how much I'm against people like that when you're actually exactly that. That's not redemption. That's called theater. In psychology, it's called anticipatory atonement. The illusion of moral repair before the crime has been publicly confessed. It's a predator's way of trying to rewrite his own obituary before anyone else can. Control the narrative. Again, as I always say, in true crime, all roads lead to narcissism. While all of this unfolds in the public, a second operation is happening in the background. The Erasure Campaign. Teams are quietly cleaning up search results, sanitizing Wikipedia edits, filing DMCA takedown requests for unflattering photos, and running reputation management software to drown negative associations in paid content. It's industrial-scale laundering, not of money, but of memory. And the timing isn't random. Each time a new Epstein-related document dump or media release is rumored, there's a wave of digital whitewashing within days. Watch for it. It's a modern equivalent of shredding evidence, only now it happens in the cloud. But the thing is, the cloud doesn't forget. For some, it's not about narrative, it's about distance. We've already seen a pattern of high net worth individuals relocating assets and residences, trusts moving offshore, shell companies re-registered in friendlier jurisdictions, and financial footprints blurred. These moves don't always mean guilt, but they mean fear. Fear of lawsuits, fear of confiscation, fear of discovery. And the irony is almost poetic. The same people who weaponize secrecy to exploit others are now using it to protect themselves from exposure. The difference is, this time, it might not work. The ghost in the network? No, here's the thing. No one in that circle can escape. The digital trail. You can delete files, scrub photos, rename corporations, but metadata doesn't lie. Flight manifests, bank transfers, email servers. Someone, somewhere, always has a backup. And the survivors? The ones who lived through Epstein's system, they know it. They know that leverage cuts both ways. They know why there's such desperation to frame Virginia Giuffre's story as complete, as though her death closed the book. But nobody's girl wasn't closure. It was ignition. Every name she hinted at, every unnamed governor, senator, prime minister, billionaire number one, is now a breadcrumb trail the public won't stop following. And the people behind those names are scrambling, not because they can prove their innocence, but because they know innocence isn't what saves you in the court of public opinion. Control does. When you strip away the wealth, the yachts, the legal teams, what you are left with is fear. Pure, uncut fear. Psychologically, predators protect predators for one reason. They recognize themselves in each other. The same narcissism that fuels exploitation also fuels the need for alliance. The same entitlement that justified the abuse now justifies the cover-up. And when the walls start closing in, the same patterns emerge across every institution. Denial? I had no idea. Deflection. Why aren't you talking about insert something else here? And dehumanization. These girls knew what they were doing. When you hear someone say these things, know what they're doing. and you have delay, we'll release those files after further review. We got to look at it over here to make sure it's okay. Make sure it's accurate. Or make sure it doesn't contain your name or other predators that your buddy's with. It's a behavioral script older than justice itself. And here's the ugly truth. Systems don't reform because predators are still running them. They're not abnormalities in any of this. They're not anomalies. They're architects. Epstein wasn't a glitch in the system. He was the system functioning exactly as designed. A place where money rewrites morality, access erases accountability, and loyalty is measured by how much truth you're willing to bury. That's why the names haven't dropped. Not because there's no evidence, but because exposure would burn so many bridges, topple too many donors, embarrass too many agencies, and unravel too many myths about who runs the world. Predators protect predators because the entire ecosystem rewards it. It's safer to be a silent accomplice than a loud casualty, until it isn't. And make no mistake, something is coming. Files do get out. Data leaks happen. Whistleblowers reach a breaking point. Maybe it'll be a journalist who refuses to sit on another redacted name. Maybe a disgruntled insider who's seen too much. Maybe a survivor's estate that decides posthumous silence isn't justice. And when it happens, it won't just be one headline. It will be a domino effect. Reputations collapsing in real time. Bring it on. The billionaires who thought they'd aged out of relevance will find themselves right back in the spotlight. Not for what they built, but for who they broke. And the institutions that protected them will claim ignorance. They always do. The question now isn't if this information leaks, it's when, and when it does, we'll see the trust test of our justice system, whether it's built to protect the public or to protect the powerful. Because predators can hide behind process, they can hide behind money, they can even hide behind philanthropy, but they can't hide forever. The problem is forever can last a long time when everyone who should act is busy protecting their own reflection. Predators protect predators. Institutions protect reputations. And the rest of us are left wondering how many lives it takes before anyone decides that truth matters more than comfort. Every era has its reckoning. For decades, the Epstein Circle has been the open wound the world keeps bandaging instead of cleaning. But infection doesn't heal through neglect. It spreads. And that's exactly what we're watching now. The slow, quiet panic of people who built their lives on lies and are now terrified of losing the one thing they can't buy. Silence. When those names finally drop, when those tapes finally surface, it won't just expose individuals. It will expose a civilization that decided protecting predators was easier than dismantling the system that made them powerful. And maybe, just maybe, that exposure is the only form of justice still left. Let the sun shine in and sanitize the shit. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube, please. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That is where you will find us. Do that same search wherever you get podcasts, and you'll find us there too. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. And do press subscribe wherever it is you are consuming this material right now. Podcast, YouTube, whatever it is, hit subscribe. We got a lot more coming. Stay tuned. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, Your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.